Sandra LaForest is a caseworker for the Pathways to Hope as part of the Salvation Army here in Peace River. She joins us on the line. Sandra, thank you very much for joining us. What is Pathway to Hope?
So Pathway of Hope is a program that we have started here with through the Salvation Army. And it is just, honestly, when you break it down, it is just helping people that feel like they have no hope left. Like they don't know where to go, they're down and out, but they want something better, and they just need that extra care, that extra person to just show them that, you know, we're going to help you and do it with you and just take and stand beside them and help them get back on their feet.
Is that what brought the idea on and why the Salvation Army took this on?
So Pathway of Hope has been around for the last couple of years. It has very slowly become more and more popular. It is a Salvation Army program. And as more and more units were getting trained and taking on this program, they just seen the impact that the program had in the communities and helping people. And so they just started encouraging all units to you know, get educated in the program and see if it was a good fit for the community. And because here we don't have a pastor here anymore, but we wanted to be able to still reach out and help in some way. And we reached out to our captain and voiced that, and she came back and said, well, I think this program would be great. And we looked into it, got the training for it, and we started it up here in September.
I know I'm probably listing an example here of something that is completely different, but with the idea that is brought forward with Pathways of Hope, how good has it been or how easy has it been to work with other organizations of similar nature? For example, Always Reason to Smile Suicide Prevention Network up here in the Peace region.
So we haven't reached out to that organization in particular, but we have reached out to different organizations and resources in the community, and everybody has been very welcoming for this program. Most people can see the need for it and how much good it can do for people who just need that little extra help. So far, we're just building those connections and reaching out to people, and if we haven't reached out yet and you want to be a part of it, by all means, you can contact us here at the office, and we would be more than willing to give you some more information and partner up and, you know, so that you can join us in this journey for sure.
Please correct me if I'm wrong here, Sandra, but individuals, companies, organizations, are they all eligible for this program?
Yeah, so to help with the program, yes, but so this program is for like individuals or families that are needing the help. We're not necessarily helping businesses, because that's a bigger and broader spectrum at this point, but for now we're just, you know, we're focusing on getting the help to those individuals and families that need it, and you know that whether they need it help financially or they need help because they want to be closer with their families, or whether they need housing help or education or any of those things, basically just to help them get up on their feet again.
Looking forward here, Sandra, it sounds like, as I say, and you mentioned that we're sort of in the starting stages here of Pathways, can the program really springboard and take off and become a really needed resource for people in the area?
Yeah, I think so. We have even seen just recently, like, we started, like I said, up in September, and it was slow. Like, we, you know, we got the word out a little bit. We ended up with one client there around Christmas time, and then something happened and she ended up moving away, and which was all great. And then all of a sudden after Christmas, it was like everything started to come around, and we have a lot of people interested in the program now. So we're just going through the steps, going through the evaluations, going through the intake forms, and I just, yeah, I can see it just growing and growing and growing for sure.
Sandra LaForest is a caseworker for Pathways of Hope. It is a new program with the Salvation Army, I guess, to the Peace Region. It's not necessarily a new program to the Salvation Army itself, but it is new here to Peace River, and I really do appreciate it. Sandra, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.